many a summer night in the 60s, we'd be interrupted by a real life coach. So back then, the local coach companies would conduct what they called a mystery tour. So you'd pay your money, get on the coach, and you'd end up at a pub, not really knowing where you're going. So they'd start in Exeter, and they'd come in through Bishop and end up at the Ring of Bells, where the coach would then park on Shute Hill, the punters would go in the pub, and then they'd go back to Exeter. So the words mystery tour would be on the destination blind of the coach, and 41 passengers would flock into the Ring of Bells, and always used to be 41 passengers, that was written on the bus. As kids, when they passed us at 13 Clanning Street, we'd follow the coach down through the village, go past the commercial, down past the Manor Inn, and it was almost like we were following something that we'd never seen before. But as kids, we were fascinated by vehicles. Older village would say, look out you boys, there's a shower coming. In shower, was a slang term for shower bang, which I believe is French. And you don't hear it much nowadays. So a shower trip used to come through Bishop Staten. And what really stopped that was the parking where they couldn't get through the village. So it brought it to an end. When we got down to the Ring of Bells, we'd watch all the punters get off the coach. And they were mainly couples. You'd have the guys with their suits and their ties. If they didn't have a tie on, they'd have wide open collars. And they'd have brill creamed hair, baggy trousers with a little woodbine sticking out of their mouth. The ladies would have their best shoes on and they'd wobble off the coach in their best dresses. And again, a lot of them would have 1960s, almost Edna Everage type horn-rimmed glasses. I do remember the coach companies that would come through the village. You'd have green slates, grey cars, Wallace Arnold, and of course, our very own Bishop Staten Gord's coaches. If we waited outside the pub, we would see people, adults, having the best times of their lives. The locals mixing with the people that got off the shower, beer and cider flowing, ladies with their cherry bees or baby shams sat outside the pub if the weather was nice, and they were singing and shouting, and they were having a fabulous time. And as I got older, I embraced that as well. I can remember the poor old drivers would sit outside the Ring of Bells on a summer night, and the driver, just like our very own Dougie Gord would have the white cap, the customary red, white and black PSV badge proudly displayed, and they would constantly be looking at their watches until they'd have a whip round for the driver, and then it would be, everybody back on the coach please. I can remember as a 6 or 7 year old watching men and women that then seemed ancient, but would have been 30s and 40s probably, shouting and dancing all the way back to the coach through all the cow shit that was outside Sheep Farm. Many of those people are certainly not with us today. So look back and enjoy the moment, because those people certainly were enjoying the moment.